أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our study of Islamic ethics and education and focusing on the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam writes to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his way back from Siffin, letter number 31 in Nahj al-Balagha. Imam alayhi salam tells his son, وَعْلَمْ يَا بُنَيَّ, and know my son. أن أحدا لن ينبي عن الله كما أنبع عنه الرسول صلى الله عليه وآله. That nobody has informed us of Allah more than Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has. And then he says, فرض به رائدا وإلى النجاة قائدا فإني لم علك نصيحة وإنك لن تبلغ في النظر لنفسك وَإِنْ اجْتَحَدْتَ مَبْلَغَ نَذَرِي لَكَ. Thus be content with his leadership and make him your resort for your salvation. And he says, indeed, I shall spare no effort in giving you advice, and surely even if you try, you cannot acquire that insight for your welfare as I have for you. Now let's see what Imam Alayhi Salaam is telling him here. He's emphasizing two points. First, he's telling his son that the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best. What you have learned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from him. And we know the famous hadith, مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَكَ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّكَ. Whosoever has recognized himself has recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this self-recognition, self-knowledge to be able to reach our full potential has come from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he tells his son such a beautiful thing. He's saying, look, what I know for you, my love for you, knows for you what it wants best for you. In other words, an old one sees in the mud brick what the young one can see in the mirror. Every father, every parent wishes well for their child. And a father will not spare any advice in building the child's personality. You know, because a father is more decisive, determined, more experienced than his child, who has less experience, then this is what his imam is trying to say. He's saying, look, I know so much more. I have been through so much more. So know that I will not spare anything to ensure that you get the best. You know, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the existence of an elderly person in the family is like the prophet amongst the people. It is so sad that we as a community, that we as a people these days, do not understand the value of our senior citizens. We just sat with them for a little while. They have an amazing wealth of knowledge. As a child, I remember sitting with my grandmother, and I miss her immensely. And she used to talk about so many things. It was wonderful listening to her. And her advice, although at that time seemed sometimes incomprehensible, and you thought, I don't know what she's talking about, it made so much sense, or it makes so much sense now. I remember when she used to tell me that, my child, when you look at other people, you've got to use both your eyes. And I didn't understand what she was saying. She would say, with your right eye, you've got to seek out the best in them. With your left eye, you've got to seek out the worst in you, and you'll always have a good relationship. They were words of wisdom that only make sense now. Well, inshallah, we will continue with this tomorrow.